The meat industry and the dairy industry play a huge role in our lives. They are responsible for producing a large portion of the meat and dairy that we consume. It is likely that you or someone you know consumes dairy, meat, or both. The two industries, although at first glance do not appear to be deeply connected, they are. So the focus will be on cows, as cows are one of the main sources of meat, and they produce a majority of the milk that people consume. The meat industry and the dairy industry are heavily relied on because they provide jobs for people, provide a relatively cheap and accessible source of protein for millions of people worldwide, and they boost the economy. While these are all great things, the two industries negatively affect people and the environment, and they inhumanely treat the animals involved. If the meat industry and the dairy industry were to be put to an end, many people would be out of a job and would have to find another place to work in. Although finding another job may not be hard for some of the employees, including the nutritionists and the food scientists, it would be difficult for a large portion of the other employees. The factories do not require their workers to have a college degree. In New York, specifically, workers in the dairy factories are primarily uneducated migrant men. Their lack of education limits the jobs that they could work in, so if the dairy industry and the meat industry were ended, they would have a difficult time trying to find another job that employs less educated people. The meat industry and the dairy industry provide millions of people with a cheap and accessible source of protein. According to PBS.org, beef now costs half of what it did in 1970 as a result of companies owning large feedlots and industrial meat packing plants. Although PBS.org does not mention the cost of dairy, the dairy industry owns large feedlots and plants as well, so it can be assumed that the cost has decreased too. The lower cost of both meat and dairy is important because it means that lower-income families are able to access them. Without the meat industry and the dairy industry, meat and dairy would cost more, making them less accessible to many people. Aside from providing jobs and cheap, accessible food, the meat industry and the dairy industry boost the economy. According to the North American Meat Institute, the meat industry contributes over $800 billion to the United States economy. Similarly, the UC Davis Agricultural Issue Center states that the dairy industry contributed $65 billion in total sales to the California economy in 2014. Without these two industries, the economy would not be thriving as much as it is, since they provide the economy with a large quantity of money. However, the meat industry and the dairy industry negatively affect people, the environment, and the animals, specifically cows, that are involved. Let's start with the most obvious. The two industries harm animals. This is a problem. But what is worse is that they treat them inhumanely. It is illustrated in fictional books like My Year of Meats by Ruth Ozeki and The Jungle by Upton Sinclair. In My Year of Meats, the main character, Jane Takagi Little, uncovers the horrors that cows in the meat industry endure. For example, when she went to the Dunn family's feedlot, she witnessed one of the workers stroke a cow in order to calm it down before stabbing it in the heart. The worker made the cow believe it would be safe before brutally killing it. Similar cases were mentioned in Sinclair's book. Also, Gail, from My Year of Meats, boasted that he fed his cattle cardboard, newspaper, sawdust, wood chips, and their own excrement. Not only is it inhumane to feed that to cows, it also affects the consumer because it changes the quality of the meat as a result of not giving them nutritious food. Aside from that, the dairy industry treats its cows poorly because, after a cow gives birth, her calf is taken away so that her milk could be used to sell to us. This causes both the cow and her baby to experience emotional distress. While you may not care how a cow and her baby feel, it is morally wrong to separate a family. This specific case relates to the meat industry too, because after a calf is taken away, it is sent to the meat factory, killed soon afterwards, and is sold as veal. Or it is allowed to grow and then killed to be sold as meat if it is a male cow. If it is a female cow, it is allowed to grow and is turned into a dairy cow when she is able to produce offspring. Another way that cows are treated inhumanely in the meat industry and the dairy industry is that in both industries, they are confined to small areas containing a large amount of cows, so they do not have much space to move around. Being locked in a small room with 20 other people would be a similar experience, except you would not have to worry about being killed for your meat or made into a full-time milk producer. So what? You don't care about how your food is treated? Well, the meat industry and the dairy industry negatively impact you too, even if you do not consume meat. Both the meat industry and the dairy industry negatively affect people. In The Jungle, Sinclair describes the unsanitary working conditions of the meat industry, along with the poor treatment of the workers. In the book, Sinclair stated that the factory workers work long hours with little pay. Although new food safety laws were put into place after the book was published, workers are still treated poorly. The Food Empowerment Project states that most of the workers in the meat industry are at-will workers, which means that they can be fired at any time. This intimidates workers into not voicing their concerns. As I mentioned previously, most of the workers do not have to have a degree in order to be employed. So if they were to be fired, finding a job would be difficult for them. The Food Empowerment Project also says that the people who work in the meat industry work long hours, so they constantly suffer chronic neck pains in their hands, wrists, arms, shoulders, and back. Because many people are afraid of getting fired, they do not voice their concerns and in turn work in uncomfortable conditions. Even though this may not affect you, it should matter that people are being treated this way because it is unjust. The meat industry and the dairy industry can affect consumers also. In an article titled, Short Communication, Survey of Animal-Borne Pathogens in the Farm Environment of 13 Dairy Operations, the author conducted research in 13 dairy farms in order to figure out whether any of them tested positive for harmful pathogens. All but one tested positive for at least one type of pathogen. This demonstrates that the dairy industry can be a potential health hazard if dairy is consumed. Another article titled, Behind a Veil of Secrecy, Animal Abuse, Factory Farms, and Ag-Gag Legislation, argues that American government institutions prohibit people from learning what goes on in farm factories. Prohibiting people from seeing what goes on makes people wonder what they would want to keep a secret. Could it be that animals are treated inhumanely? Could it be that there are potential health hazards? The people have a right to know what goes on in farm factories. Lastly, the meat industry and the dairy industry negatively impact the environment. Arguably, this is the most important thing to know because environmental effects affect us all in the long run. Every year, in America alone, 300 million cows are killed for meat and over 100 million tons of dairy are produced. The overconsumption of these two products impacts Earth immensely. In the documentary, Cowspiracy, the author states that animal agriculture is responsible for 20-33% of all freshwater consumption in the world today. This demonstrates that the meat industry consumes a large amount of water, which could be used in places where freshwater is not available, like in Flint, Michigan. In the article, Big Meat and Big Dairy's Climate Emissions Put ExxonMobil to Shame, the author compares the meat industry and the dairy industry to gas companies. He argues that the two industries negatively affect the environment more than gas companies do because cow manure contains methane, a harmful greenhouse gas. Cowspiracy supports this argument by stating that methane is 25 to 100 times more destructive than the carbon dioxide emitted by vehicles and gas companies. This is important because it doesn't only affect the environment, it affects everyone in the world. If we continue to consume the amount of meat and dairy that we are consuming right now, greenhouse emissions will increase, causing climate change to get worse, and eventually leading to the extinction of humans and animals. As of now, it is very likely that that could happen, unless we as a whole change our eating habits, even a little. What can be done about this? While the most extreme solution would be for the whole world to become vegan, it is very unlikely that it would happen. Another slightly less extreme solution would be for everyone in the world to become vegetarian. Again, this is unlikely because people love the taste of both meat and dairy. So, one solution could be, as the author of Big Meat and Big Dairy's Climate Change Emissions put ExxonMobil to shame states, to support small farmers, as they do not have nearly as many cows in their farms as the dairy industry or the meat industry. Although this solution could potentially put many people out of a job, at this point, climate change is only getting worse, so it may be necessary. Another solution could be to eat meat or dairy less times a week. If you eat meat every day, you could reduce it to 2 or 3 times a week. Many people argue, why should I reduce my meat or dairy consumption? I am just one person. It will not make a difference, so I will continue to eat the way I do. It is true, but the more people that reduce their meat and dairy consumption, the bigger the difference it would make in the environment. These solutions could also potentially hurt the economy, but what is more important, the economy or possibly saving the world from extinction?